This video released by Colombia's army shows soldiers carrying on a stretcher Ángel Padilla Romero, better known by his alias, Fabián. He was one of the top military commanders of the ELN, or National Liberation Army, the largest standing rebel group in Colombia. He was captured on Monday after being injured in a military bombing 10 days ago in the northwest of the country. He died in a hospital in the city of Cali on Tuesday.
Después de 10 días de búsqueda y registro.
After 10 days of searching by land and river, as evidenced by the work carried out by our security forces, he was located yesterday, wounded, covered with bushes and vegetation. He was very close to the place where the aerial operation took place last week.
Fabián was the leader of the ELN's Western War Front in the region of Chocó, one of the group's strongholds and one of the country's most wanted men. He was the alleged mastermind of many murders and kidnappings and responsible for the displacement of thousands of people. Despite some respite brought by the 2016 peace deal between Colombia's government and FARC rebels, the country has seen a surge in violence. The ELN, dissident factions of the FARC and remaining paramilitary groups are fighting for control of remote areas and profitable illegal mining and drug trafficking. Fabián's killing is a success for the right-wing government of President Iván Duque, a critic of the accord, who had promised to improve security, something that has proven elusive.
Fabián was the most important leader of the ELN in Colombian territory. It is a decisive blow to this criminal structure. Fabián's arrest validates the impeccable work that Colombia's heroes carry out every day, and we will not rest until we dismantle all these criminal networks.
The ELN was founded in the 1960s as a leftist rebel group inspired by the Cuban Revolution. With 2,300 combatants and an extensive support network in cities, it continues to routinely attack soldiers and oil pipelines, especially close to the border with Venezuela, where most of its commanders are believed to be hiding. Attempts at peace negotiations with the group have so far failed. The death of Fabián is a major blow to the organization, but not the last stroke. Alessandro Rampietti, Al Jazeera.